some very interesting sounds early on a Monday morning. It's time to talk brand new music with Andrew Kuduri. He's joining us in the studio. Andrew, what's this free nightclub feel for an early Monday morning?
Yeah, I hope nobody's kind of thinking it's still Saturday night out there. It is Monday, but we're listening to a guy from Melbourne. He's only 19. His name's Alex Clayton. He's a classically trained musician, but he's turned his hand to minimal techno and down-tempo house under a different name. Alex Clayton, obviously a bit too milquetoast to be a cool dude. Mm-hmm. So he's gone under the name of As Das Afa Board.
As Das Afa Board.
You'll have to Google that.
Okay.
It's a weird spelling, but he's got a new EP out. It's called Underpass. And look, I've found this. I've been listening to it over the past week. It's a pretty sublimely moody work, impeccably precise rhythms as you hear there, and all these little shooting textures all over the place. And he sort of spins it out in this mesmerizing way. And look, if you're a house fan, you might have heard of a guy called Donato Darzi from Italy, who's a very atmospheric producer, but has this supreme measure as well. He reminds me of Donato Darzi, and he also reminds me of Burial. There's quite some dark undertones in there as well.
Okay.
Burial, that kind of dubby-oriented footwork that he's mastered. And this is out on a record label out of Melbourne called Solitaire Recordings. And they're unearthing some really great new local players in this sphere. And I would keep your eye on anything that Solitaire's doing.
Okay, here we go back into it.
Yeah. Yep, that's As Das Afa Board out of Melbourne on the Solitaire label, and the EP's called Underpass.
Yeah, really nice stuff. We're talking brand new music for the week here at 2SER 107.3 with Andrew Kuduri, our music director. What's the next little treat you've got for us this morning?
Well, the next two things, just by coincidence, come from Philadelphia.
Oh.
So the first one is someone that we've highlighted before, a fellow called Chris Forsyth, a guitarist who studied under Television's Richard Lloyd. Television, one of the great bands to have come out of New York in the late 70s. And that's a really good indication of his own playing style. It's a constantly kind of unwinding dynamic of power and grace, and he's always striving for this kind of stratospheric moment, Chris Forsyth, with his guitar playing. So he's got a new album with his current band, Solar Motel, and it's a double, which is quite fitting considering his range. And it's the first album that he's made which features his singing.
He's singing, okay.
Yeah, so there's a few instrumentals on there. The album's called The Rarity of Experience. And look, what he does is that he's a rock classicist, but he really roughs up rock classicism to wilder ends. He's got boundless energy, and he's got melody, and he's got style to burn. And he just does this thing with music and rock that's this thrilling high wire act of song and sound. Look, he's a very, very smart player, but he just matches that with ultimate cool. And there's quite a few short numbers on these records that he's put out. It's a double album, The Rarity of Experience. Here's one of the shorter ones. Yeah, the vocal's about to kick in. Yeah, I thought we'd get a little bit of vocal in there, Mitch, just to prove the point.
Yeah.
Chris Forsyth and the Solar Motel Band, The Rarity of Experience, a double album which is out on the No Quarter label this week.
There's some great guitar playing right across that album. We're talking brand new music for the week. Andrew Kuduri is with us. And one last parting gift to set us straight on our Monday morning. What will we finish with?
Yeah, also from Philadelphia, a band called Sheer Mag, who's created a massive buzz with 12 really short songs. They've released three EPs, including the one we're going to take our final track from, since September 2014. And they've done it all independently. And they've got record companies just wanting to power lunch them left, right and centre. And you can see why, because the sound that they make, they're sort of a very punk-oriented version of Alabama Shakes. They've got a lot of soul stomping in their way, but they've got this punk shredding, and they just make it go hand in hand, and it sounds absolutely fantastic. Loads of pop melody, very tight, real spirited nuggets bursting alive from the first few seconds. So we're going to hear the opening track from their new EP, which is just called Three. And it's called Can't Stop Fighting.
For more information, check out the new music review. It's called Serving Up at 2ser.com. Music director Andrew Kuduri, thank you so much.
Have a good week.
Yeah, see you next time.